According to researchers, socio-economic factors bear a strong relation to academic achievement. The quality of teachers shows a strong relationship to pupil achievement. The teacher's score on verbal skill tests and educational bagged influences a pupil's achievement. And a pupil's achievement is strongly correlated to the educational backgrounds and aspirations of other students in the school. So if a minority pupil from a home without much educational strength is put with classmates with stronger educational backgrounds, his or her achievement is likely to increase. What do you believe are the skill sets that students in elementary school need to learn and exhibit? Based on the New Jersey standards, which are the base level that students need in terms of proficiency, language arts should include reading and understanding, academic vocabulary, writing to express themselves both in expository writing and explanatory writing, and to be able to synthesize literature. Math is not limited to just computational skills, but students need to write complete explanations to demonstrate deeper understanding of math, discuss alternative ways of solving, engaging in math discussions, which includes modeling, representing, and reflecting, and science standards include science and engineering practices, disciplinary core ideas, and the ability to explain concepts, phenomenon, and findings. Now let's hear from a grade 2 teacher on what they do in her classroom.
Hello, my name is Denise Busby, and I'm a second grade teacher at Cedar Hill Prep School. I specialize in math and science. By nature, second graders are inquisitive, active, and enthusiastic about school. They're eager to learn and to spend time with their classmates. To keep my students engaged, I set clear objectives each day, posted on the board, and communicated verbally. Although the day is structured, my teaching methodology varies in order to reach all student learning styles. Practices include direct instruction, individual, small group, and whole class problem-solving activities, read-alouds, interactive note-taking, video streaming, and gameplay. Children thrive when there's structure and routine. When we transitioned quickly to a virtual classroom, it was important to me to maintain the structure with which my students were so familiar. They felt safe and comfortable taking risks. They continued to be confident in their learning. It was also important to me that my students remain active learners, not passive ones. For example, homework and classwork review was student-led. All students, not just volunteers, took turns explaining their problem-solving strategies. I called out to them by name, frequently and quite animatedly, to keep them connected. Their explanations and answers to my questions allowed me to evaluate their understanding of new concepts. As needed, I arranged one-on-one meetings with students. I'd also check in with parents to affirm not only their child's grasp of new concepts, but also their emotional well-being. Back to questioning. It's a powerful teaching tool and one that may not be so obvious to parents. Teachers plan questions and seize opportunities to ask follow-up questions in order to stimulate thinking and build critical thinking skills. On a final note, school is a microcosm of society. Teachers guide their students daily on how to interact with their peers and other members of the school community. Parents may not realize that teachers use small groupings and whole class instruction with purpose. Children are taught how to use productive language and how to support their classmates. And, as we know all too well, conflicts will arise. Teachers model and coach daily on conflict resolution and respectful behavior. In school, children learn to manage themselves and to become self-reliant. Ultimately, teachers aim not only to build academic skills, but also to develop children into compassionate, productive, global citizens. Thank you.
Don't go away. Stay tuned to hear about preparing your child during the summer in preparation for fall.